Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn on this side of the glass, in for Hugh again. Francisco Rojas on the other side of the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. A lot to get to today, including the Washington Commanders making a move that could impact the NFC East. We'll get to the Eagles at the ESPYs last night, and a huge article over at ESPN. I mean huge, like a 40-minute read about Joel Embiid and what's happened with his career with the Sixers. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I would just like to extend deepest heartfelt condolences to the Braman family. Just tragic news that I woke up to this morning. 38 is way too young for anybody to go. So
very sad. Yeah, we got the news, I guess, a month ago or so. I saw the article that he had a rare cancer. And yeah. I mean, 38, you said it, it's super. I mean, that's my age.
Awful.
It just hit me so much. And his last game was with the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Against the Patriots. Yep. So well said. Condolences to the Braman family, former Eagles, Super Bowl champion. And he lost his life this week at the age of 38. Kyle, we have a lot to get into today, mm-hmm. but you know, it's funny, when we set up Quarter Century Week and we start talking about doing this, and tomorrow we will have the full voting for the top five athletes
right.
in Philadelphia sports over the last 25 years. And all everyone here at WIP is sending us their lists, and I'm seeing them, and you know, there's a lot of names in there. And it's kind of parsing between a lot of Eagles,
yep.
but also a lot of Phillies. And we haven't gotten to the Phillies list yet. So today felt like the right day to get into the Phillies list. 215-592-9494. And you know, every list is so different. Like the Eagles list, it was like, do I put any quarterbacks? Do I put the longest tenured players? The Sixers list we talked about yesterday was like, oh my goodness, can we even come up with five? Al unveiled his Flyers list for us on Monday. But the Phillies list was interesting because it felt easy, and then it wasn't quite as easy for me. So I started here, and I'll give you my list and want to hear yours and everyone else's. 215-592-9494. I started here with mine. Five best Phillies over the last 25 years. I started with this. The big four had to be there. I couldn't make the list with leaving one or two of them off on the Phillies list. Now, which ones make the overall list? That's a different story. But my list started with the big four from the 2008 team, and then I had to figure out who was the fifth guy. So my list goes as follows. Number one, Chase Utley. He was my favorite player on that team, and I thought he was the best player. I know a lot of people disagree with me over that. Whatever. I thought Utley was the best player on the 2008 Phillies and for that run. Number two is Jimmy Rollins. Now, he has the element of the longevity, the records. He started it. I mean, you think back, Jimmy Rollins was here in 01, like with Larry Boa, and then he spanned all the way to the middle of the next decade. Champion, borderline Hall of Famer, MVP. He's number two. Number three is Ryan Howard. I actually think we've begun to forget how great Howard was because we watched the end, and it was like, But the peak was amazing, and he was an MVP, and he was a huge part of it. Number three, Ryan Howard. My fourth Philly of the last 25 years is Cole Hamels. He was a World Series MVP. I almost thought he got overshadowed because they brought in other great pitchers,
yep.
Roy Halladay and Cliff Lee, but he did it for a long time. He did it at a super high level, and he brought the Phillies their best moment of the last 25 years. Cole Hamels, number four. And then at number five, it was hard because I think you could go with peak player, right? Roy Halladay was probably the best player for a two-year stretch maybe we've ever seen in the last 25 years. You could go with a guy right now that is dominating in Kyle Schwarber. You
yep.
could go with Bryce Harper, who obviously did a lot to change the franchise and won an MVP in Bedlam at the Bank. But I landed on Zach Wheeler because of all the other options for number five, Wheeler to me was the best combination of dominance in the regular season, longevity, it's been 6 years now, and October greatness. He's the only one to me that has all of those things. And I think he's been better regular season-wise overall than Bryce Harper. I went with Wheeler. Look, Nola also has a case. I mean, you can make a case for a lot of guys at number five. But my Phillies five over the last 25 years. Utley one, Rollins two, Howard three, Hamels four, Zach Wheeler number five. Kyle, your five Phillies of the quarter century.
Yeah, that was a fine list, Joe.
It was the accurate list.
Well, it wasn't. I had the same top four as you, just a little bit of a different order. Ryan Howard was my favorite player from that run. Then I went Chase Utley, then Jimmy Rollins. Totally with you on Cole Hamels. But you made one glaring error when crafting this list, Joe. Bryce Harper deserves an automatic spot on everybody's top five list of the Phillies of the last quarter century. He is the face of this era of Phillies baseball. We have two great eras, I should say, of Phillies baseball in the last quarter century. And the top four, I think, should appropriately be filled with those guys from that era. The Hamels, Utley, Rollins, Howard, those guys. But whether or not you want to say Zach Wheeler and Kyle Schwarber have been better lately than Bryce Harper, whether you like it or not, all of the success, all of the failures of this era of Phillies baseball will ultimately, when we look back, be on the shoulders of Mr. Bryce Harper. I mean, they just will. We do this with, look, Jalen Hurts, he's the face of this era of Eagles football. McNabb was the face of that previous era of Eagles football. We put all the failures, you know, a little bit on Andy Reid, but mostly they fall on Donovan McNabb. The Sixers, Allen Iverson, we love that team, but they didn't get over the hump, but everybody liked that era of Sixers basketball. That goes to Allen Iverson. This one, we're all angry with the Sixers right now. We'll get to the Embiid stuff later, but it's Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid wears the brunt of everybody's ire when it comes to how we evaluate this era of Sixers basketball. And the same is going to be said, you know, 5 or I guess 10 years, you know, we had Bryce Harper for a while here under contract. We're going to look back, and this is all going to end up, whether it's right or wrong, it's going to end up on the shoulders of Bryce Harper. And that's leaving out the biggest part, maybe, about the whole Bryce Harper thing. He has been great here. He won an MVP for us. And man, I just think too many people have soured on that 2022 run and what Bryce Harper did during that run. That was one of the most fun, like, months I've ever had watching Philly sports just in general. And I think Bryce Harper was the catalyst in that postseason run. So I don't want people to sour on that team and Bryce Harper and this era of Phillies baseball in the way that I see it trending. Bryce Harper should be on everybody's top five list. Everybody.
All right. See, the issue is the automatic thing. That's not existing anymore for me. Not the audit. Look, if you have Bryce Harper on your top five Phillies last quarter century, I don't think it's crazy. I agree with a lot of actually what you said there, especially how he kind of turned this thing around. Right. Yeah. He was the first person to sign here, and then the trade for Real Muto, and like all this happened, and they signed Wheeler and all that, and then they signed Schwarber. I mean, this thing changed with Bryce Harper. Yep. I agree with that. But it's not automatic anymore. A couple things. Number one, he has an MVP. But is it fair to point out that his MVP season came in a mediocre year? Not for him. He was great. But, like, the Phillies were 500 that year. He has an MVP, but it wasn't even on one of their better teams. And his best play in his career wasn't even here. Like, he was better as a National than he was as a Philly. That's just been the reality. His best ever year was with the Nationals over the Phillies. And, yes, he's got great moments. But he hasn't been better here than Zach Wheeler. He just hasn't. Maybe more important to the whole operation because he signed here, but he hasn't been better than Wheeler. And I would say over the last year, his perch has fallen from even being the best player on the team.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all.
Hey there, it's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune into our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
Like, Zach Wheeler's been better, I mean, for the last few years. Kyle Schwarber's definitely been better this year. And I think people more universally like Kyle Schwarber and Zach Wheeler around here than they do Bryce Harper.
Certainly, but less frustration with those guys.
Right. But all that is to say, like, that sort of goes to what I'm saying, is that Bryce Harper, it's just like we do with Jalen Hurts. When the team loses, it falls on Jalen Hurts. When the team wins, you know, everybody props up Jalen Hurts. The same thing happens with Bryce Harper. We're all just so frustrated with the Phillies right now that I think people are too down on Bryce Harper, and they're not able to sort of zoom out and just look at what he's meant to this era of Phillies baseball. Now, the Phillies didn't immediately become contenders when they signed Bryce Harper.
Right, it took 4 years.
Right,
yeah.
But that's not how baseball works. And you're right, the 2021 MVP, it wasn't the greatest year for MVP candidacy. But I don't even think that's his best moment as a Philly.
Well,
moment as a Philly came in the postseason, yep. That dominant run that he had. I mean, I remember sitting there watching Bryce Harper every time he came up to the plate, and I was like, this man might be, like, when he was locked in, I was like, he might be, like, the best hitter I've ever seen. Like, that was how far I dove headfirst into that Phillies run and what Bryce Harper was doing. Like, it was amazing to watch. And I implore everybody to not let, yourself sour on this the 2022 team, and you know everyone's upset with the 23 team, the 24 team, but like the 22 team almost stands alone for me. That was such a fun run. Like that might end up being the pinnacle of this era of Phillies baseball, and that was fun. Like I know everyone's upset about it, but like stop. That lands on Bryce Harper. Like I think everybody needs to have one spot reserved
for one guy in this
era, and that's Bryce Harper.
No, see, the automatic thing, I can't do that. 215-592-9494. All right, at the risk of being called a hater, I need to point out some facts here, okay? And before I say this, I want to say I'm being consistent because I don't push Jalen Hurts higher up list than I believe he deserves only because of the playoffs, only because of the Super Bowl, which I think some people do, right? Yep. I think it's got to be everything. May I point out just some facts about Bryce Harper's career? Okay, well, I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm not trying to tell you he hasn't been important to the franchise. Obviously, the signing was imperative, and I think it was worth it. I'm so glad he's here. This is his seventh season with the Philly. We've watched him play in an All-Star game one time. Seven seasons, one All-Star game he has played in. Yeah, he could have played in a second one. He had broke his thumb in San Diego, so it would have been two. Two out of seven. This is seventh year with the Phillies. He's going to hit 30 home runs in a season twice. I don't think he's going to hit 20 more home runs the rest of the way. So that means in 7 years, he's going to hit 30 home runs two times. In 7 years, he's going to finish top five for MVP once. That was the year he won it. I mean, he's been very good, but like when you say automatic, that means great. And I don't feel like for 7 years he's been consistently great. He's had great moments. He's had one great season. He's been great, totally great in October. But 7 years, one top five MVP finish, one time I got to watch the All-Star game with him in it. Those are facts.
But you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the conversation that a lot of us have with Jalen Hurts on the Eagles. Now, the Eagles are Super Bowl champions, so it makes it a little bit easier. But Jalen Hurts, I think, deserves an automatic spot in everyone's top five Eagles the last quarter century. Like, while he might not be the best player on the Eagles, might not even be a top five best player on the Eagles, I didn't put him on my top 11 list because I thought there were a lot of Eagles right now that are just better players than him. But Jalen Hurts is, whether everyone likes it or not, is the face of this era of Eagles football.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
He just is. And like I think you won't find a single soul out there that would leave Jalen Hurts off the top five Eagles the last quarter century. Jalen Hurts, I feel like for a lot of people, gets an automatic bid on everyone's top five. Bryce Harper should be the same. Whether Wheeler and Schwarber have been better than him or not, whether you want to talk about how many MVPs he's won. I mean, Jalen Hurts has been to what, one Pro Bowl, right? He does have the Super Bowl MVP, but like we're not talking about just years and years of dominance from Jalen Hurts. We don't get that with Bryce either. But Jalen Hurts is the face of the Eagles. He gets on everyone's top five. Bryce Harper is the face of this era of Phillies baseball. He should be on everybody's top five.
No. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop it. Are your Phillies top five? Last quarter century, who were the five best Phillies? And really, it comes down to this. Because I could be wrong, but I think most people are going to have the four faces of the 07-11 run on the list in some order. I think. Well, maybe some people won't. But I think they're all going to be there. So who gets that fifth spot? And is Bryce Harper automatic? Like, I understand Kyle's point. I'm not saying if you have Bryce, you're crazy. I mean, Bryce obviously has been an amazing player for the Phillies and done a lot here. But the automatic thing, I can't do automatic based on what he's provided here for the Philadelphia Phillies. Yeah. All right, Fran, what do you got for us? Fran, your top five, and is Bryce Harper an automatic for you?
So I'm going to start with Utley. Go Utley. Mm-hmm. Going to go Howard, J-Roll. I think I'm going Cole four.
Okay.
Going Cole four. I think I'm going Wheeler.
Fran and I are aligned here. These are baseball guys.
Look, it's a toss up between Wheeler and Bryce. Wheeler's got the playoff numbers too, man. I know Bryce has Bedlam, but Wheeler's got historic playoff numbers. And the dominance he's had since the last 5 or 6 years. Bryce has missed time, by the way. He's been injured. So, I can see the argument for Bryce, but I guaranteed spot now. I like Wheeler five.
This is unbelievable.
You know what? Let's throw one more fact in. Mm. 7 years here, Bryce Harper's going to play in 150 games in a season once.
Sound like a hater.
Well, no, these are facts. I mean, you point out facts, people get upset. These are the facts. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Your Phillies top five of the quarter century. And really, does Bryce Harper deserve an automatic spot? That's where I push back. I get automatic means, like, Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins. Jimmy Rollins deserves an automatic spot. However you rank your favorite Phillies from that era, he's the all-time hits leader. He was here for a decade and a half. He's an MVP and a World Series. That's automatic. Bryce Harper, it's not automatic. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
I'm going to be some people here and not put Utley on my top five.
Wow, Jeff.
Come on, man. All right, so mine is Rollins, Howard, and Cole from the 08 team. And Wheeler and Harper edged out, for me, Schwarber just by a little bit, mainly because he's been here longer and what he's done for the team overall. You know, he has been hurt. That put him down at the bottom for me in the top five. But I can't leave him out just because of what has transpired since he's gotten here.
Well, yeah, him helping to turn around the franchise is a huge part of it. But Jeff, isn't it fair to point out, like, yeah, Bryce helped turn the franchise around. He signed. He was like the first domino to fall. They didn't start winning until they signed Schwarber. I mean, they had Bryce for four years.
Who's had more clutch hits? Who's had more big hits in this era of Phillies, not counting the 08 guys?
Yeah, it's Bryce. I mean, yeah, he's been an outstanding October performer.
Wheeler's been a big game pitcher. He pitches well pretty much all the time.
Yep.
So I can't leave him off. I've never had the Utley love that everybody has. I mean, yes, I like him, but J-Roll was the engine in that team. Mm-hmm. He's the all-time leader in Phillies hits, and without Ryan Howard hitting home runs, that team probably wouldn't have gone to the World Series.
I agree with those things about Rollins and Howard. I mean, yeah, the best part of that group was they all provided something different, right? Like Rollins was the defense and the engine and the speed, and Utley got on base all the time, and obviously Howard's power was immense at that point. All right, so no Utley for Jeff in Wilmington, but he does have Bryce Harper.
So I want to make a comparison to the Sixers top five here.
Okay.
And granted, the Sixers top five is
sad. It's sad.
Yeah, it's a lot harder. But I would even say this, even if there were some better choices throughout the 25 years of the Sixers, Allen Iverson would have an automatic spot in everybody's top five.
Of course.
Okay, but he has won just as much as Bryce Harper has. In fact, Bryce Harper's probably accomplished more in terms of like the playoffs than Allen Iverson has. The 22 run reminds me a lot of the 2001 run with the Sixers. Like, people forget they ran into a Houston Astros team that was, I mean, they were like dominant. They didn't lose a game in that postseason, I think, until they went up against us. Just like the Lakers hadn't lost a game in the postseason until the Sixers came along, and everybody adores Allen Iverson. You know what the difference is with this Philly squad? They went back to the NLCS
and lost
the next year, and I know everyone's upset about that because that's viewed as a failure. But like the 22 run, I view like very similarly to the 2001 run. Like, I think people should look at Bryce Harper and Allen Iverson almost in a similar way throughout those runs. Like, that was just that. And like I said, that might be the peak of what this Philly squad accomplishes in terms of like postseason success. But like, that was so fun. And that was Bryce Harper. Like, when you think of that run, you think of Bryce Harper. Just like when you think of that Sixers run, you think of Allen Iverson. So if we're going to do it for Iverson, I don't understand why you couldn't do it for Bryce Harper.
Well, you can, but the reason for me is, and you kind of hit it there, there's just way more competition for people on the Phillies list. Like, of course Iverson deserves a spot when the other spot might be Thaddeus Young.
Right.
I mean, but with the Phillies, you have Utley, and I can't believe Jeff left him off. Utley's clearly on this list. Utley, and I know people don't want to agree with me on this, but the voting is the voting. Utley has the best chance at the Hall of Fame of all the guys on that 08 team. I mean, just look at what's happening. He's gotten more votes than Rollins. Like, if we're going to have a guy from that team that makes the Hall of Fame, I'm telling you, it's going to be Chase Utley. So you have Utley, Rollins, Howard, Hamels, that they're taking up four spots.
Sure.
And then they've twice had the best pitcher in baseball here.
Yeah.
I think right now it's Wheeler, and he's been it for an extended period. Mm-hmm. And for a brief period, it was Roy Halladay. So, like, it's competition here.
So I agree, but what if the Sixers, this Sixer squad, had broken through and won a championship? I know that's total land.
Well,
fantasy
then
land.
Joel and someone else would be locks.
Right.
Well,
but,
and Joel's probably a lock anyway.
But does that mean Iverson's no longer a lock?
No.
He has to be.
Yeah, but that's not.
But it would be the same thing. Like, we have an era of Sixers basketball here, which we don't. This is total hypothetical.
Yeah.
If they had won,
you're not saying this is an era where Joel Embiid is doing, 40,000 piece stories on ESPN?
Yeah, we'll get to that. But, like, I just think we should keep the same energy. Even, like, and this Philly squad has been better than whatever that Sixers squad was in the early 2000s. Like, they just had one deep run in the playoffs. This Philly's team has been a playoff contender every season.
Well, they have, and they're that again this year. And I look, Bryce has been a wonderful Philly, but automatic spot? I can't do it. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Keep Your Senior Citizens Safe Day, man.
Is that actually today, or are we just making that up?
No, well, you know, I, okay. I guess let me start into this because pictures have emerged confirming yet another sighting of Turncoat Douglas.
Oh, where is he?
Uh-oh.
I haven't seen him.
Photos show him driving around with a Jacksonville Jaguar figurine on his dashboard.
Oh, is he? You think he went back to Jacksonville?
I don't know, guys, but, you know, to be fair, you know, maybe it's an attempt to elicit more money from them by Hugh.
Yeah, they might be.
I mean, what are we paying for?
Yeah, I think he cleaned them out last time, so I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but, you know, not that they want to, you know, not the organization doesn't really kind of want to endorse that because, you know, like they, you know, they want to expunge him from their franchise history. So I don't know, guys, the contract didn't go well, but. Let's hop into this top five here.
Please,
so
yeah.
I got J-Roll, I got Ryan, I got Hamels, I got Wheels, and of course, you guys have said this, you can't leave off Schwarber. So Schwarber's on there.
So you don't have Utley?
No. I mean,
what are we doing with Schwarber? What is
that's
going on?
That's a terrible list.
What is going on with no Utley?
He's an idiot.
You listen. Guys, let's face facts here. Let's live in reality land.
I'm trying.
Schwarber has hit in this now his fourth season. Season one, we got 46 home runs. Season two, we got 47. The third season, we got 38. And he's currently at 30 home runs. He's probably going to hit 50 home runs. I mean, that's 161 home runs in just over 3.5 years.
And you, Chris, you throw in the playoffs. Yeah. If you throw in the playoffs, he's going to end his first 4 years here with close to 200 home runs.
Yes. I mean, what are we talking about? I love all the Harper hype in the playoffs because he had Bedlam at the park.
That's not even what it's called.
Bank.
See, this is the problem. Everybody's totally forgot about the 2022 run. We can't even get the call right.
What was that moment? I don't know. I mean, again, I want to live in reality here. You know, Schwarber slugged .545 in the 0-2 series, and he slugged .660 in the 23 series. Schwarber was also a main catalyst for that entire offense.
But Harper was better. Harper was better in those playoffs.
I want his Bedlam in the parks and stuff like that, and you know whatever he wants to call
it. Now you're pissing
me off. We got to make mythological names for events and pretend.
I mean, it was
like
a big home run.
What are you talking about?
It was a big home run, Chris. It put him in the World Series. It was a big home run. I'm stuck on no Utley.
That's the best Phillies moment since like 2008.
Yeah, again, hyped up moment.
Oh, shut up.
Glamorized, and you know we go on, and we forget you know the thing. You're like the Jalen fans that want to like you know endorse a tush push. Like it was a moment, okay?
Wow, we've gone there
really
now.
I know you got a commercial break, so you know let's send out a public message. Get the search party back out there. Send them to Skip's house. Make sure you do a thorough search of those closets and basement because where is Mr. D-O-U-T-L-S? Go find Senior
here. Chris, appreciate the phone call. What did he spell there at the end?
I think he was trying to spell Douglas, but he bailed halfway through.
D-O-U-G-less? Is that what he said?
I guess, man.
215-592-9494.
From Chris.
Yeah,
man.
Not great. Quarter century week rolls on. Top five Phillies last 25 years. My list, Utley, Rollins, Howard, Hamels, Wheeler. Kyle has Bryce Harper and thinks he should be automatic. Should Harper be an automatic spot? Should he get an automatic spot in the top five last 25? I don't think so. Where do you come down? 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.